Hi, Marilyn?
Yes?
Hey, Marilyn. It's nice to meet you. My name's David. I'm the director here in charge of the California area with Local Splash. How are you doing today?
I'm fine, thank you.
That's great. So I'll go ahead and get some of the pricing details, listings for you. Now, do you have any questions for me right now aside from pricing, Ms. Marilyn?
No.
Okay. So it looks like I got you in Somerset, and we're based out of 95684?
Yes.
Okay. So we got JBS Fancy. Now, a little bit about us. We're also based here in California. We're in Fountain Valley in Orange County, okay? We've been here since 2004. We are A-plus Better Business Bureau accredited. All right. Now, what we do here, we are data service providers for Google and Meta. So we'll do things like first page listings. We can do Google Verified, Meta Ads, Google Ads, all the services. Now, the reason why you got the call today is because there is first page placement available for a fencing company in your area. So let's see. We got this one. It does have up to 50 miles from home base, right, where we can ensure that first page placement. It's on Google, Bing, Apple Maps, Siri, and Alexa. Okay, 50, that's 50. Now, all this pricing is there. You don't go that far. Okay, well, I mean, if you're willing to travel. Basically, it will cover up to. Now, if you're doing a smaller radius, then what we do is we'll trim it down using geofencing based on the areas that you want to be listed in, right? So if it's a 10, 15-mile radius and you're traveling a certain direction, you let us know, and we'll use the geofencing and claim that territory for you. Make sense? Okay. So it looks like everything is set on.
I'm driving right now.
She didn't. But it's okay. I mean, we can still go through it. I mean, you don't got to be in front of a computer right now or anything like that. I can give you the details. Now, as far as the listing goes, I mean, everything is set on a three-month verbal agreement. The pricing is set at a flat rate of $299 a month. Now, it does have a few inclusions for you, but the benefit is that it's a flat rate. So it doesn't matter how many jobs you're able to concrete with the service or how frequent. Your payment's always the same, right? You're not going to be charged per call, per lead. Now, I do see that we have a P.O. box right now for...
Yeah, we can't do $299 a month right now. We're just getting out of our lull of business because we don't do a whole lot in the winter. So we're just kind of trying to kick things back up. So.
Gotcha. So in quarter one, have you guys been able to secure any business yet for the first quarter of the year?
Yes, but not enough to build back up. Because we were pretty slow for October, November, December.
Yeah, usually the slower months of the year, you know, the last quarter of the year is when it'll slow down. So I hear you on that one. Now, I can tell you one of the reasons why you are slowing down. I mean, if you do, have you done a search in your area lately for fencing companies? Like, have you done a search on Google lately for fencing companies near you, like in your area? See who's showing up?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, when you do that, I mean, you'll see.
We show up, but we don't show up at top.
For sure. Hey, right. Hey, and you're right. I did find your Google business profile. Now, there's a few things that I can do for you, right, to help that out, which one of them is going to be the optimization. Now, if you're working, and let's just talk in terms of miles real quick, because I might be able to help you out with pricing. How far are you going to travel for a new client?
Well, I don't know the exact miles they are, but probably, oh, gosh.
I see about 20 miles. I mean, stay local. Well, I'll tell you what. Just give me Max, what was that?
20 max, yeah.
20 max, right? That's what I was figuring. I mean, most businesses, when they're staying closer to home, they do about a 20-mile radius. So we can do that in any direction right now. At a 20-mile radius, I just put it in. So for 20 miles, I can get you down to $249, right? That'll keep all your same services. We'll even build a website for you, right? I see your Google business profile needing one, so I'll include that. It'll be a full .com website. We'll buy the domain and build it for you. We'll optimize it with the keywords that you're needing. We'll program you and get you anchored on that front page, right? Now, website would be up within the first 7 to 14 days, and directory submissions go live within the first 5 to 7. Now, by about day 45 of being with our company, you'll find yourself anchored on the front page of every area you want to be listed. That'll be that 20-mile radius, right? Now, let's see here. Is that price tag? I mean, is that a little bit better? Would that help you guys out?
I mean, it's a little better. It's not great. But so if we went on, if someone looked for a fencing company on Google in our area.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
One of the top ones.
Yeah, you'd be, the placement right now is next to Sierra Foothill Fence, and that's on the local maps area.
Right, okay. Okay, cool. All right.
Yep, and that'll come
and
with the website.
The
now, the commitment is a 3-month verbal commitment. Okay, now there is no, we're not going to ask you to sign a contract or anything like that. You can leave the program at any time. However, I mean, if you leave within the first 90 days, there is a small early termination fee. And that one stands at $385 if you left within 90 days. However, after your second payment, your early termination fee goes down to only $195, and on your 90th day, there's nothing at all. It's fair enough, right?
And then it's month to month?
It's month to month. That's right.
Okay. And no contract. But
no contract.
90 days.
That's right. Performance-based. So, I mean, basically, and if you wanted to do the first 90 days at a reduced rate, just so we can prove it to you, you'd get it at about $208 a month. It comes out to $700 flat, right? So you'll save a little bit of money there. And that'll basically get you the first 90 days. And once those are done, you know, obviously we'll have all the results that we've been able to bring for you, how much it's been able to pay itself off. And then at that point, you're able to decide, you know, whether you like to keep the service and go month to month, or you want to be up for another 3 months or go from there, right?
And how much per month? I'm sorry, for now.
That's $249. That's 249. There's no hidden taxes, no hidden fees. What you'll see will be an exact 249.00.
Okay.
Now, in the short term, what we're doing to go ahead and create business for you guys, so that it pays itself off, is obviously first 5 to 7 year directory submission. That's Alexa, that's Siri. So somebody says, hey, Siri, find a fencing company near me. They're within that 20-mile radius. They'll hear, we have JBS Fencing in the area. They're open Monday to Friday, you know, 8 to 5. If you'd like to call now, and that's how you connect with clients using that service, right? Now, what we're also going to do is, I haven't seen a Facebook business profile for you yet. By any chance, do you have one?
And then we also have Marketplace. And
fantastic.
Next year,
okay. So here's what I'm going to do for you on that Facebook business profile. I'm going to put it in an extra charge of the $249. It's going to be an ad spend budget. We'll host your profile for you, and I'll use retargeting ads. So basically, if anybody's in the marketplace looking for wooden fence planks, or if they're looking for a fencer, or even if they just ask their friends for a suggestion for a fencing company, and they're in your area doing that search, as they begin to scroll, your flyer is going to show on their timeline. I'm sure if you scroll through Facebook from time to time and you're in and out of the marketplace, you'll notice flyers just start coming out for the things you were just clicking on or viewing, right? So those are retargeted ads.
Okay.
We'll do that for your business.
Okay. So what do you need from me other than money?
Okay, so if you're ready to get started, basically what we would start working on is, I know we have the 20 miles in any direction. Now I talk about the services, which obviously I know you're doing fencing, right? But I want to get a little bit more specific so I know the best keywords to use. Are you doing privacy fencing, hurricane fencing? Are you doing electric gates? Are you going to do residential, commercial, things like that, right? So real quick, we'll go through the gate mediums, which is like your materials, right? So are you using, obviously I see you're doing privacy fencing. I saw that on your business profile. Are you doing hurricane? Are you doing electric gates? Anything like that?
No, we do gates. We do it. Yeah, Yeah, we don't like to deal with the electric gates because then you have to deal with electricity underground and stuff sometimes.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
The solar ones are not real popular. But yeah, we do wood fencing. We do milk line fencing. We do privacy. We do wrought iron. We pretty much do every kind of fencing but chain link.
So we have privacy, gates, you're doing wood, you're doing steel, and wrought iron, but no chain link. So we'll make sure we don't have chain link listed there. So that way, whenever anybody starts you for chain link fencing, they won't find it.
No climb is big up here, and what's the other show? No climb. Livestock fencing.
Livestock fencing, that's a good one.
Deer fencing. It's a lot of businesses up here, like wineries and such, that get their crates beaten by them, and so we mm-hmm. do specific deer fencing.
For sure, I've heard a lot of those deer fencing livestock. Correct. Now, for the 20 miles, I mean, it's any direction that you're willing to travel, right?
I guess. I mean, I'm driving, so I can't look at a map or anything. But,
well, yeah. Let's see. I'll pull up the map for you. For sure. Give me some townships. Yeah, give me some townships, and I'll list them, and I'll make sure that we have you put up in those areas.
Okay, so Plymouth, Poole, Georgetown, Pollock Pines, Diamond Springs, Placerville, Eldorado Hills. Trying to think anything the other way. Yeah, that's in El Dorado, the town of El Dorado. It's a rural area. Somerset and Fairplay.
Okay. So we got those set. Now, I'm looking at the business profile. It looks like everything's up to date. We have your hours listed as Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and you guys are closed Saturday and Sunday, right? Okay. Now, are you needing any logos created for you? I mean, all that's included in the service. If you're needing any logos or digital business cards, that's at no extra cost. So you just let me know, and I can have some of those things designed for you.
A logo and... design.
Logo design? Okay, so logo design. Now, what colors would you like?
Our color is yellow, black, and white.
So now we got the profile information together, and we got some logos that will be getting designed for you. Next thing I'll do is I'll walk you through what's called a voice verification. Okay. Now, this one, basically, I walk you through the program, and the reason why is I do have you on the discounted pre-agreement, so it's going to be an added form of protection for you. Because towards the end, I'll go over the amounts of the payment, and then I'll send it out to you with your initial invoice, so that way you always have it in writing. Okay. Now, if there's anything you don't understand, you just say, hey, Dave, what does that mean? And I'll rephrase it. Just so that way you have a firm understanding before we even ask for any type of billing info. Does that sound fair?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll go ahead and get started now for you. Let me go ahead and get it pulled up. All right, Ms. Marilyn, this call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it is an added form of protection for you. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
JBS Fencing.
Okay, now please state your name and title within the business.
Marilyn's son, Ed. Administration.
Okay. Now, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay. So you're an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Right.
All right. Now, Ms. Marilyn, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
From where?
From Local Splash, our company.
From Local Splash.
Right, so Local Splash? Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's our company, right? So, okay. So what I'm going to do is I'll text you out. Can you receive text messages on that phone right there?
Yes.
Okay, great. So what I'm going to do is I'll text you our 877 number, and that's 24/7 customer service. There's never a time of the day or night you can't get a hold of somebody. And then right next to it, you'll have the extension that'll bring you right into my office. Now, I'm here in office Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m., and that's Pacific Standard Time, okay, because we're also here in California.
Okay.
So let me get that one updated, and I'm about to text you out that number.
What's that?
I'm just texting you that cell phone number. That way, well, our customer service number, I'm going to text it to your cell phone so that way you can always have it saved. So that way you know the phone call comes from us. Now go ahead and continue. Now, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So I'll provide you with a security question on your account. You can ensure the call is coming from us and not another company. Now, you have three options. Your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
My mother's Rick maiden name.
Okay. And what would that be?
R-O-S-S.
Ross. Okay. Marilyn and Diana Ross. Marilyn Monroe and Diana. I'm just saying. But that's pretty cool. Their last name is Ross. What was that?
Her last name.
Yeah, her last name was Ross. Yeah, for sure. Her last name is Ross. Yeah, I get it. All right. So I'll go ahead and continue. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. Now, as a part of the verification process, which you already verified, but if for any reason throughout your time with us, Google may ask for certain documentation. So we ask if in any situation that it's asked for, it just be submitted within the first 7 days. Now, right now, you're already verified, so we wouldn't need that. But in the case that it does, would you agree to submit these any items within 7 days?
What type of things are we talking about?
It'd be maybe like an LLC license or proof of insurance. But in most cases, you're already verified. So you don't have to go through that. It's kind of like whenever we're getting a new business coming on that's never been verified before, like when you went through the video verification or the PIN verification, we would need these items in order to get them verified. So whenever we are going through our account setup, we just go through it kind of as a precaution, right? I mean, since you're already verified, you don't need it.
I wasn't able to get Google verified.
Well, I see your Google business profile, right? JBS Fencing Contractors?
Right.
Yeah. Now, Google Verified, that's something separate. Right now, we're going to handle the Google business profile. Google Verified application is a whole nother program completely. That's a pay-per-qualified lead program, right, where you'd be running local service ads in your area. Right now, you're programming into the local map section on the front page. That makes sense? So they're different programs. You wouldn't need that application right now.
Okay.
All right. Okay, now your payment for your initial term, the account setup, would be charged today on April 10, 2026, the non-refundable amount of $249. Now, this is a three-month verbal agreement. Your monthly payments would automatically renew on the 10th day of each month in the amount of $249. This is a monthly reoccurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. That's a number that I'm text them to you.
And that'll be paperwork.
That's right. And it's also coming through to you through text message as well. Now, if you do cancel your account within the first 90 days, the early termination fee we spoke about would apply. Now, to prevent charges for your next month of service, all you would do is contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due, and you'll never be charged. Now, we do ask you to keep in mind local SPASH is international, and we do have representatives all over the world at your service. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms? Okay, great. So now we have here, now what we want to do is get you scheduled for your onboarding call, okay? So first thing you're going to get right now is going to be the customer service number. Then the next thing you will get will be your logins for the dashboard. We'll also give you a link to where you can access it directly.
And then what do I do about like the website and all that?
The website. So we're going to be building the website for you, right? So we'll buy the domain on your behalf, and then you'll be able to see all of that information inside the dashboard that I'm sending you the logins for right now. So if you want to edit it or anything like that, you're more than welcome to do so inside that dashboard. Now, if you're not into editing, we're always going to be your white glove service anyway. So you would just give us an update on what you want to change, and we'd get it done for you, right? Now, I just went ahead and sent out your logins, so you can let me know when you get those.
Driving.
Oh, that's right. You're driving. Yeah. So you don't got to log in right now. That's okay. I'll help you over the phone, right? But as long as you get them, you know what I mean? I just want to make sure that the text message goes through and you have your login information. Oh, wait, no. Destination, rejected, handset. Okay. So what's a good email address for you? Because I just got an error code. For some reason, your phone's not accepting the text message.
The email is jbsfencing@yahoo.com.
Great. So I'll send this all out to you right now. JBS. And then we got to work on your onboarding call. So we can get you onboarded on Monday, just depending on what time works better for you. I mean, are you thinking more morning, afternoon, or evening?
Morning.
Okay. See what I have in the morning. Now, the first thing I'm sending out to your email is going to be a proposal with your numbers in it. That way, you already have it on file. It already has your discounts reflected in there. Okay. Got that one sent out for you. All righty, Ms. Marilyn. What is your last name?
Sunstead. S-U-N-D-S-T-E-D.
Okay, Sunstead. Now, we have you down at P.O. Box 585, Somerset. That's in Somerset, California, 95684.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, for onboarding, it looks like Monday morning. Ooh, Monday. Looks like Monday we're going to be all booked out until 3 p.m. If you want something in the morning, I have Tuesday at 9 a.m. Does that work for you?
I work on Tuesday.
Okay. I have Saturday at 11 a.m.
This Saturday?
Yep. That'd be tomorrow.
At 11. Oh, gosh. I don't know.
Yeah, so here's what I got. Here's some options, right? I got.
Let me look at my calendar real quick. Hold on. I'm at a
and then
red light.
good stuff. So I know that you got Tuesday, you're working in the morning. The latest thing I have on Tuesday would be, let's see.
And you said Monday at 3? You could do?
Monday, well, We're pretty busy here. I just want to let you know, right? So these things go like hotcakes. The 3 just got taken, but a 1 became available.
A 1 o'clock on Monday?
1 o'clock on Monday. That's right. And then Tuesday, I have, 1 o'clock Monday, and then I have Tuesday from 7 all the way to 2 p.m. 7 a.m. all the way to 2. And then Saturday.
Do I have to have both?
No, you just need one. I'm just giving you some options. Yeah, it's just the 1 call. I'm just giving you some options so that way you can kind of, whatever fits here. Now, Saturday, I just get a 9 a.m. that just came open as well.
Oh. Yeah, I would rather just do the Monday because that's my day off, and I'll just work around it at 1 p.m., you said?
Yeah, 1 p.m. And it's about 30 to 40 minutes, just depending on how many questions you have. We'll be getting all the programming in, the website. We're going to purchase the domain on your behalf, all those good things.
Okay.
Righty. So we got this one set up. So this one's going to go right to the to your calendar on your phone for the yahoo.com. That's the JDS Fencing at Yahoo. It'll have myself, you, and then our onboarding team. Now, Google does allow you to satisfy the payment a couple of different ways. That's either Master, Visa, Discover, or Amex. Which would you be using today?
I think it's the Visa.
Okay. And I know you're driving, so you just let me know when you're ready.
Okay, hold on a sec. Hold on.
Yep, no worries. I'm working here on the account.
Okay. Well, then I just got to get access to it. You said you've already sent something to my email?
Yes, ma'am. To JDS Fencing at Yahoo, I already sent your proposal, which basically has all your numbers on it, the $249, the flat rate, basically the discounts, the things that we have waived for you, and the features that will be in there, which is everything we discussed. And then right now I'm also sending you the email for your onboarding call. And then as soon as the payment is processed, you're going to get a few more emails because I know right now the texting isn't working for some reason to your phone. But the emails will go directly to you as soon as the payment's processed. One of them is going to say action needed for Google verification. You don't need to worry about that one because your profile is already verified. The other one will say initial invoice. That's one that I want you to open up for me when you have a chance.
I'm on the website, Yahoo, and I don't have any emails.
Nothing at all?
Nope.
It's from David Gonzalez. And it should say Google campaign. Let me go back in my inbox and make sure it went through. Yeah. JDS Fencing at Yahoo.com.
As in boy. Yes.
Oh, that's my fault. I did J, D as the D as in David. So let me change the D to the B. My apologies.
That's okay.
That means I got to reschedule the appointment, too. Okay. Just sent it. Now I'm going to go redo your calendar invite real quick. Were you able to get that email, Ms. Brown?
Not yet. Let me, hold on. Yeah,
Maybe check the spam inbox. I mean, it might have gone in there. I do email from a rather large server. Normally it doesn't, but that's something I'm thinking because it does show that it got sent out 2 minutes ago.
Okay, let me, I'm going to have to pull over. Hold on.
Yeah, no worries. I'm still working.
So, can you run by me? So, let's say someone's with the person, okay?
Okay.
What do they do to get access to us? How do they do it? And where do we see it?
Gotcha. So, first answer is, where do you see it? Now, you're going to see it on that Google Business dashboard that I'm giving you the logins to, right? So those ones that I sent out to you a little while ago via text, but for some reason they weren't going through. So I'll send those logins to you via email. So you'll download the dashboard, and inside of that dashboard is where you're going to be able to see all that information, basically where your leads are coming from, how well you're ranking, if it came from Apple Maps, Siri, Alexa, Meta, or if it came from your Google Business profile, right? At the end of every week, you'll have an update on the CRM, and it'll show you all the calls you had from your new clients. You can even play back and listen to the phone call. Okay. So that's the answer on how you'll see it. Now, the other question was, is how are they going to connect with you and find you? So those leads, they don't even come or get filtered through us. They go directly to you. So you think of it the same way, like say you're in an area you don't know and you're hungry, right? It's lunchtime. You feel like eating, let's say, Italian food. So you just open up Google and you Google Italian restaurants near me. Then you'll see the map. There'll be that top three package of 3 to 5 businesses on the front page. You see one of them, you can click on the website, see their menu, or call them directly. That's how clients are going to be finding your business, right? So I did a search in your area to see how many searches were going on within a 10-mile radius for fencing companies right now. It came out as a hot seat. That means that you had on average over 1,500 searches. The exact number was 1,932 searches within a 10-mile radius for a fencing company near me. That's one keyword. So that tells me if I can get you in the right area at a reasonable rate, this thing's going to pay itself off, right? That's really what we're looking for as a performance-based company. So when I get you online, the first thing I start doing is all the research to make sure this is a business that we can help and you are in the right area, right? Now, our Google inventory team, they go ahead and they will send the business numbers to us of eligible businesses in the areas that are actively needing more businesses in these categories. So we'll go around zip code, filling in these areas. Once we fill them, close it down, and move on, right? We got 10,000 businesses nationwide at no contracts. One reason we've been here so far, we make them. Because it's Google, and everybody uses it to find services. So hopefully that one answered your question pretty good.
I'm still not getting anything.
You still haven't received the email?
You know, I really need to. Yeah, I'm
Yeah. I got JBS Fencing at yahoo.com. Yeah, the subject line will say Google campaign. Yeah, I'm here. You started cutting off on me. I think maybe we drove into a bad area for reception. It happens a lot when someone's driving.
Yeah, but I've got bars. So
you got the 5 bars, yeah. Okay.
I don't really know what to do because I feel that I need to see something, you know, because we're going into a contract.
For sure.
Messages to my phone, which I've never heard of.
Okay, so I'm gonna try the text again real quick. Give me 1 second. I'll try to text again. Which is honestly, it's the first time too. Unless the only time it doesn't go through is whenever it's like a business line. But obviously you're on a cell phone, right? So I just resent it.
All right. To my cell phone?
Yeah. You get that
one?
Mm. No. I can't understand why communication isn't working.
I know, I don't either. I'm thinking, hold on, let's see. No, nothing still. I might need to be someplace else for all of this. Like, it looks like I need, as far as, you know, my wireless and my internet, but I'm, the fact
just
that
you
I'm
another
not
email.
Anything.
That, yeah, that hopefully that one went through, right? Now, on the one that I just sent right now, it's going to have your logins to your dashboard. It's also going to have a walkthrough tutorial from our YouTube channel. You can watch. It's about 1.5 to 2 minute video, right? Now with that logins, it has your phone number for your username, and then it'll generate the password as soon as the message goes out for it.
Right. I just got that. But I didn't get
anything else. Then let me go ahead and resend the other email. Maybe it was just a delay, some were out or something. So I'm going to resend your proposal. Good deal. I just sent the second one as well. The second one is going to have the proposal. That's the one that I sent out first. But it just wasn't agreeing with me at the time, I guess, for whatever reason.
What cell phone are you sending the other messages to?
530-363-7736.
Okay. That is a message-only line. I'm on my cell phone, which transfers from the message line to my cell phone when no one answers.
Gotcha.
So those all went to a line that won't.
That does not receive. That's why it wasn't working. I mean, if you update me with a cell phone number, I can resend it, and then these same things will go right to your text message. Because what I'd really like to do, I mean, obviously on the email, you can see our 877 number, my extension. Underneath my signature, right? But I'd like to text it right over to you. So that way, I mean, you have it there in your texting thread, right? It's easier reference.
It's 530-306.
1092. 530-306-1092. 92. Yeah. 1092, okay. So let me text this out to you. Okay, I'll resend you logins. That way you have them there. And then right now I'm going to send you 877 number. Yeah, it's working now. These are showing the green check mark that they're going through. Okay, so we're figuring out our problems here. That's a good thing. We're working through them together. Sounds like a rehab relationship here. Right? Sounds like a rehab relationship. We're just trying to get through our problems and figure it out. All right, let's see.
And technically, there's always problems.
There's all right, okay. Yeah. But we got to so, get through them.
Got your one email, and then I got. Let me see how many messages.
Yep, and I can send you over a tutorial as well for your my site. You just got one message so far. Okay, the other one did get sent through, so it just went through. That's the 877 number, and then the logins. Now the other one that I can send you is your my site tutorial. It's another tutorial video from our YouTube channel, which basically will show you how to log in, view the website, edit, things like that, right? So I can text that one over to you as well. All these things are going to help you in your journey with us, right? So you know how to access the information and how to use it to our advantage. I'll also send you out a pricing page. That way you can also see the discounts you qualify for, because your platinum package stands on our website at $599 a month. Now, I was able to qualify you for a few different discounts, and that's why we were able to get you down to $249.
Okay. All right. Let me see what this does here.
Sure.
Okay. I'm satisfied.
All righty. Okay, so let me go ahead and update this one here for you. Before I take billing, I'm just going to put the discount. Let's save that one. Okay. Now you're ready to go. You're locked in at your $249 for a lifetime. And you said that was a Visa, right?
Let me look at this. Yes, Visa.
Okay. Now, inside that dashboard, if for any reason you ever want to update the card or change it, you just click on the billing tab. You'll have access. You can edit the card, change the info, whatever you have to do. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So I'm ready when you are.
4802-0992-6074-3780.
And your expiration?
0328.
Okay, March of 2028. And our CVV?
648.
Okay. Now, right now, as soon as this one goes through, you're automatically going to get those other three messages I talked about. Okay. Now, the one that you won't have to worry about right now is the one that says the Google Business Profile Verification. But the one that I will want you to click on is the one that says Initial Invoice. Okay, so just give that one a minute to generate.
I need to do that now?
Yeah, well, it's going to generate for you right now. So just give me 1 second. It'll get sent out automatically. It's the payments processing now. And all these same communications, FYI, they're getting sent to your email. So they'll also be in your inbox. They get sent to both simultaneously. Okay, so congratulations. You've gone ahead and secured your listing here. Now let me go ahead and make sure that those went out. Okay, so it shows the green check mark just came for the initial invoice. That means you should be receiving that one any moment. You got it?
Got it. Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. So when you click on that one and open it, first thing it's going to ask you is to put some check marks on the boxes. What that's going to show you is that you're giving us permission to call you and text you. And then the last checkbox is just that you know the payment is monthly and reoccurring.
Okay, which I got three of them. Which one am I supposed to click on?
Okay, the one that says initial invoice. Yeah, Local Splash initial invoice. So it'll say, Marilyn, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. Please click here, and then https://mylocalsplash.com, terms, and then I'll have your phone number. Looks like you got two of them, but that was my fault because I pushed it through.
Hey, I agreed to authorize. Acknowledge the payments are automatic and recurring. Okay, that's so there's nothing about the 90 days, but I just don't. Okay.
The 90 day early termination fee?
Mm-hmm. No, just yeah. That. Anyway, it's fine.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, so just so I'm completely clear, right, I just want to make sure that you feel very comfortable with us, right? I mean, that's my job here. So the 90 days, I mean, that is just the early termination fee, right? But it is a verbal agreement, so there's nothing you have to sign.
Right, okay. So now it says welcome, username, password, but that's on the other... email or other text, right?
That's right. So, and you can use it through there too. I mean, it's the same message. It got sent to there as well. So right now what you're going to get is going to be one last email, and that's going to be for that onboarding. Okay. That one's going to be Monday at 1 p.m.
Okay.
Now, don't be alarmed if the call doesn't come in exactly at 1. Sometimes it can be 105, 107. My IT team, they're making these calls all day long. So just depending on how the person before, we have an hour window for each one, just depending on how many questions they have. Sometimes some of our clients, it's their very first time on Google, and believe it or not, some people haven't used Google, right? So we're teaching them from scratch, especially some of our older generation that's barely, go figure, getting their businesses on the internet. Hey, I helped the very first, so his name is Mike French, and he's with Virginia Decking and Remodeling. And mm-hmm. He had planned for a long time to be the first business on Google, but he was actually never had a Google business profile. So when I went through everything with him, I mean, I'm helping him out now, right, with Google Verified, and he's doing great, but I thought it was cool because he's an older gentleman. He's in his 80s, and it was his first time really exploring the internet in 2026.
Right.
But good stuff. So it looks like you're all good to go. You should have just received your email as well for your onboarding call, right? So that will show myself, you, and our onboarding team. So right now everything's good to go, and then we will reconvene on Monday at 1 p.m.
Thank you.
Absolutely, Ms. Marilyn. Have yourself a wonderful evening and a nice weekend. Talk to you on Monday.
Thank you, too.
Okay. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.